The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning!
Yeah!
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 14th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting Free Fire Radio from the studios in downtown Redding, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. That must be because I'm hearing all the little ads like from Levin and all these other guys right here on KCNR, 96.5
That's right.
FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. On all all the ads from the national show.
I love that. I love that. You know, and they appreciate their affiliates. You know, because that, the way you build, and I know this is taking us out, but Monday, we've got time this morning.
Anne-Marie's not calling.
So what happens is, and we found out when we decided that we, were let go from a corporate station across the way, that's, you guys know the story. We decided with all our might and our umph that we,
and money.
Well, it did.
All of our money.
Yeah. And, still does. still happens. But anyway, so we go across town and Mike Quinn always remember how you get there. Always give thanks. He was sitting on a dark FCC. It was a license. So you don't just get a license. You can't just buy a license, but you got to be accepted and go through federal and, you know, all that before you actually can begin with it. So we had to go through all that. You know, long story short, how are we going to build this thing? What are we going to do? We're going to make it community radio. And we started thinking about different shows, and we had to build a 24-hour clock. Of course, you know, Rush Limbaugh was across the street, and they were, you know, paying a handsome, per month to have Rush Limbaugh. So we were looking for other people that would fill the nationals when we could fill the local level. And so how we found out is that, you know, like Armstrong and Getty through, not till recently when they went syndicated, that they appreciate being added into a market, because those people who sponsored them will now have more mileage to their.
Yeah, well, it's why, you know, the big guys, they've got 500 stations. They command big revenue from their advertisers. They're more than happy to provide the show to us for trade. So you get Dave Ramsey, number two show in the nation, Levin number three, Kilmeade number five or something like that. And the, because the more stations they have, the more they can charge their advertisers. And as we've told before, we don't pay for these shows. These are all trades, but to run for 24 hours a day. And there's some shows that we've had on since the very beginning, like Gun Talk.
Right.
On Sundays. We listen to him, Gresham, on our way across Utah while we're heading to Sturgis.
Exactly.
On our motorcycle before we lit this thing off.
We were carrying the motorcycle in a trailer, of course, and so we were mesmerized by his show.
I would have ridden.
And that would have been the first, I know, because you asked me to go with the first time. So that would have been the first time we were really thinking about just being, besotted. But I grew up with my dad always have Rush Limbaugh on. You have to remember, even in 7th and 8th grade, in the 70s he was on, because I remember my dad was a Limbaugh fan. So,
before he went national.
Yeah, before he, out of Sacramento, and KFPK, and Kitty O'Neill, and Tom Sullivan before he went national. And, we had Tom Sullivan on here for a while, you know, before he moved to New York. But anyway, so welcome to the show this morning. David, what day of the...
Which explains something right now. Tell everybody What national day is it?
So today is National Nude Day.
Which explains why I have no clothes on except my shoes. And the only reason I have my shoes on in case I have to take Buford out for a walk.
Naked?
So
I was born naked.
You were born naked. I'm sitting here. You know, I'm just kind of, you know, you can see the scars on my body and everything. So Linda's not, though. Okay, so it's National Nude Day.
Okay, so I looked up the most popular radio show. Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, Rush Limbaugh.
Well, no, Rush Limbaugh's dead.
Well, I'm just saying most popular radio shows.
In history? Maybe
yeah,
it's history.
I just, Voice of America, America Top 40, Armin van Buuren, The Howard Stern Show, Marketplace, and Desert Island Discs.
Well, see, now this is old because there's another one that of the top talk shows. See, you're talking about music and everything in there.
That's the most popular. It was the most popular. So what are the most popular rated radio shows?
Could you say that again?
Yeah. Yep. I know there's one besides America.
How about
News
weather?
Yeah, we're born in our baby suits. You know, when you travel in our baby suits. We're born in our, yes. What they're called again? Your birth suit. You're born. And there's nothing more beautiful.
Baby suit.
Birthday suit.
Yeah, in our baby birthday suit. So, you know, when you go to Europe, it's interesting because I don't know where the puritanical, I don't know where your modesty, I mean, it's important, you know, and I've been to some nude beaches and I think that it shouldn't be. and or when you're in San Francisco and the nude bicyclists drive by and you're, you know, you see the moms with their kids, what are you going to do? Yeah, you watch the nude bicyclists go by. Or, one time we were in Florida someplace and we were, I don't know, it was St. Thomas or something, I can't remember, and we're walking out on after a restaurant and there's like a bunch of naked butts sitting there on a chair. Yeah.
But not Florida.
Well, one of them, somewhere. You started in Florida, ended up in BVI, somewhere in there. I can't remember, I just know it was tropical. Anyway, you walk out and there's a bunch of naked butts on these bar stools, and you're thinking, anyway. So it's National Naked Day. Okay. Let's go to the weather. How are you guys doing? All right. We are under a heat advisory, and you know that we're going to be talking a little bit, give you an update here after the next break about what's happening with some of the fires, because we're just blah, blah, blahing this morning on Monday, and I like it. We had a Costco experience on Sunday, and you know, Costco, I put my lipstick on when I'm going to go to Costco, because you know, you're going to run into somebody, and we just had a couple of great conversations with people that we ran into and renewed friendships, as you were getting your is it called DEF? What's the stuff that you put in your diesel?
Blue DEF.
Okay. You just can't believe who you run into, where you're getting your diesel stuff. Okay, sunny and hot with a high near 107 today. Yes, we still have heavy smoke. Boy, we came out from Costco yesterday. It was thick. And, of course, you see that gray ash everywhere. Looks like we're going to have clear, when they talk about clear skies. Actually, this morning I got it before the sun was up, and I could see the star and the moon. So a star and a moon. 74 degrees tonight. Tomorrow calls for 100 degrees, and overnight lows is 71. Wednesday, 98. Thursday, 97. And Friday, back up to 99. Again, we are under a heat advisory as well, and we'll get into that a little bit more. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kinney family, now they're sponsors with us since day one. We're going on 15, 16 years. We're going to be up next year. The Kinney family and Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where they always give veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793, located in Anderson, at Shasta Gas Propane. 7:14 in the morning.
Okay, it's time for our first break, and we'll be right back after these short messages.
So this morning we talked about,
K-C-N-R. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, welcome back. What is that, our homage to Rush? You know, yeah. Rush Limbaugh.
Since you brought him up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, he's, of course, been dead now, what, 3 or 4 years at least? But he, you know, he was like the bull buffalo when it came to talk radio. And, I mean, you might as well just, no matter who you threw up against him, it was that he was, you know, he was just the king. And
he was unapologetic. Well, and this is where
he touched so many Americans, and people hated him, but would listen to him just to see what he was going to say, while other people just thought anything he said was absolutely the truth, and it wasn't, not everything he said.
I love to hear the call-ins. This is your favorite liberal, and or whoever it was, and they would call him and talk with him, but there wasn't screaming and yelling. It was almost like they wanted to hear why he thought the way he thought, or what, you know, his overview or his outlook. Why do you think that way? And they would call up, and it would be an interesting radio conversation.
And then they went after him. They went after him legally. Like, when he was coming back from a vacation, they go through all this stuff. Oh, he's got drugs here.
Yeah.
And then they had to tell everybody it was Viagra and all these things. Nothing illegal, but it was in the news. Anything to tear him down. And the only thing it did was make him stronger.
Well, he did have...
Did he have something else?
Oh, yes. He had it. I don't know if it was Oxycontin. I can't remember.
Painkillers. Exactly. That's right.
But he was, you know, and he went off the air for 30 days and he had to, you know, detox or whatever. He came back and he talked about that he was going to parking lots and hooking up with people to get his fix.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, and see, then shortly after that. I didn't listen to him then.
Yeah, and then he had his
hearing. He didn't ask me out on a date.
Then he had his hearing thing go bad.
He didn't ask me out on a date.
He didn't ask me out on a date either. He just.
Followed you around.
Yeah. The Green Fire has burned 11,642 acres and 5% is contained. That's northeast of Shasta Lake. The Summit Fire southwest of Eureka consumed 705 acres and is 35% contained. The Jacket Fire, 46 acres, 96% contained north of Sawyer's Bar. And the Butler Fire west of Butler Mountain in Humboldt and Siskiyou County has burned 7,203 acres, 0% contained.
Now, you remember, what contained means is they've got fire lines all the way around the fire. So the first part of that containment on the Green Fire was when it hit the Pitt River, where fire boats and suppression watercraft were successfully deployed to secure the area. And so that was some of the first containment. So 11,000 acres, 5% containment. And you just talked about the Jacket Fire, I believe.
The Jacket Fire, correct.
Yeah.
The Jacket Fire, 46 acres, 96% contained, north of Sawyer's Bar.
Right. Now,
and thank you, Sue, for writing all these out because she's on top of the current.
Now, we think a lot of times that we're in the middle of fire and we have, you know, smoke everywhere. Mm-hmm. But a wildfire in Arizona destroyed the only hotel, it was a historic lodge, and dozens of other structures on the Grand Canyon's north rim. Now, that's the north rim. The south rim is the one where all the visitors come to. It's the south rim. And they've got, you know, the beautiful lodge there and many other buildings. So,
Is that where you drive up through Zion?
You come up
and there's that beautiful hanging right on the cliff, that beautiful old hotel?
Yes.
That's the south.
That's the south rim. South rim is you come up out of Flagstaff or a Prescott Payson area. Grand Canyon Lodge, the only lodging inside the park at the north rim, was consumed by the flames, and the visitor center, the gas station, wastewater treatment plant, and an admin building, some employee housing. About 50 to 80 structures, including numerous historic cabins in the area, also were destroyed. Two wildfires are burning at or near the North Rim, known as the White Sage Fire and the Dragon Bravo Fire. So,
It was started by lightning 10 days ago, and due to hot temperatures, low humidity, and strong wind gusts, according to park officials, the North Rim will remain closed for the rest of the season. Now, we, at one time, with a group of friends. Did we talk about this? We may have talked about this at a dinner or something, where we were on a Harley ride and we had made reservations. At Yosemite. And, we got all the way to, get in, and I don't remember which.
It was at the gate. We came in.
One of the gates.
And we saw these cars leaving and they had closed down Yosemite. So we were supposed to check in the hotel that night, so we had no reservations anywhere, so I think there was five or six bikes.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and they pointed us back to the, you know, we had just gone through a town. We went in there, and we scattered, and we were able to get five rooms. And ours was one they never used inside the lobby of this hotel. We didn't care. They just said, well, your door's right here in the lobby, and it could get noisy. We don't care. Does it have a shower?
Right.
Yes. Okay. We're okay. Other people spent the night in grandma's room.
Yeah. In somebody, you know, and they laughed because there were false teeth next to the bed. And one of the, you know, the bed moved up and down in the middle of the night. They said it was creepy. Laughed so hard. That was the night that we did imbibe at the bar and we sang bad karaoke. What else do you do? You know. Your plan. So, but through that, it was just horrible. I always think about you know, the forest, but I think about the critters. Oh my gosh, the displacement of the critters. And, you know, because their nests and their homes and the burning of, you know, the forest will grow back. It'll take years and years and years in the forest floor. It will grow back, but.
Well, unfortunately, the way we handle these things, a lot of times fire just comes right back to where it was 3 or 4 years later and burns all that. Hey, this was kind of a cool story. A speechwriter for former President Obama suggested in a guest essay on Sunday that it might be time to stop shunning conservatives over a disagreement with their politics. David Litt said he felt it was his civic duty to be rude to his brother-in-law, citing his support for Joe Rogan and disagreements over the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccines. My frostiness wasn't personal. It was strategic. Being unfriendly to people who turned down the vaccine felt like the right thing to do. How else could we motivate them to mend their ways? Well, didn't work. And then he revealed he wanted to take up surfing. And his brother-in-law, who he had been shunning, Matt, was the only surfer he knew. So he put his unfriendliness towards him aside and admitted his cold shoulder towards Matt had backfired. So what do you have is you have the liberal that was shunning this guy, but then realized this guy could do something for him. I mean, that could be a little mercenary.
Well, mercenary. I mean, I think a lot of times people will, they realize, you know what?
Yeah, let me finish.
Yeah, okay.
Here. Matt and I remain very different, yet we have reached what in today's America, a radical conclusion. We don't always...
Go ahead.
We don't always approve of each other's choices, but we like each other, Litt conceded. Litt said his brother-in-law's generosity while they surfed together made him rethink his behavior and that his surfing guidance had made Litt more courageous.
Yeah.
Ostracizing him wouldn't have altered his behavior. He wasn't going to change and would have made my own life worse.
Yeah.
Our differences are meaningful, but allowing them to mean everything is part of how we ended up here. When we cut off contacts or let a logarithm sort us into warring factions, we forget that not so long ago, we used to have things to talk about that didn't involve politics. Shunning plays into the hands of demigods, making it easier for them to divide us and in some cases to incite violence. He is so absolutely right. According to Litt, Matt told him he would vote for him if he ran for office. Said he would still decline. Litt added he would still decline the surf lesson with Trump aide Stephen Miller, but suggested he wouldn't close the door. So, anyway, so it's right. You know, when you've heard these things, when people cut off their family, something you and I never could understand,
and
because our relationships, our family was so much more important than Trump or Biden.
So I'm wondering, back in the Clinton days, did people stop talking to people if you were a Clinton or a Bush? Did you stop? It wasn't as rampant. Now, I don't know. This is pre-TikTok. This is pre Facebook, this is pre the internet, and people being completely, if you really go into any, like say you go to DMV or you go into any large, like the airport, how many people engage? Well, you engaged yesterday over the DEF file or the DEF aisle.
We made new acquaintances.
Yes. But you weren't on your phone. Your head wasn't bowed down where you were. Completely not in a conversational.
I saw him getting deaf, and then the discussion started on getting the deaf for your diesel, and then he told me that at Costco it has that certain kind of diesel that's better for your truck, and then we found out that we knew each other.
Yes.
Back when he's a highway patrolman.
Yeah. Great and his guy. Name was in your phone.
No, my name was in his
phone.
I'm sorry.
Your name was in his phone.
He says, I know you because I used to be on the Citizens Committee for the, on the border,
right.
For the border patrol, for
right.
the highway patrol.
Right.
And he had gone on Love is with
us. Oh, fantastic. And, But before we take a break, by the way, this Frank Sinatra made his recording debut with Harry James Band July 13th, 1939, singing the songs Melancholy Mood and From the Bottom of My Heart. A little trivia for you today. We'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to our morning show. How are you today?
Go, Lindy, go.
Yeah, we got a heat advisory going on, by the way. About 107 today. So heat index is pretty intense with areas of smoke. So be careful and try to stay indoors, I suppose, or limit yourself. I was thinking about that with the Colt 45 games. I mean, we're saying
they canceled last night because of the air quality.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Oh, no, see, at the Colt 45s, it's after 7 o'clock, you're in the shade, and you got that breeze coming off the river. And it is no problemo. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of no problemos, is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for about 30 years, and he is truly the windshield whisperer. I just gave him that name like 3 weeks ago, and I love it. Okay, hey, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. His prices are very reasonable, and it's a job well done. I saw a truck on the side of the road. Windshields repaired. And I
yes.
thought, really? Really? You go there? Well, don't. Go to Jeff Wurst. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in? Car, truck, SUV, or one of those big RVs. Bring it in for a free inspection and analysis. And you say, okay, Jeff, fix it. He takes it into a climate-controlled area. He fixes it. He fixes it quickly. He guarantees it for the life of his windshield. That's not any better than Jeff Wurst in Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8333 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with Lindy Turner,
uh-huh.
From Casa de Love.
Casa de Love Animal
okay,
Rescue.
Yeah, okay, and by the way, Jim Brimmer, thank you. You turned us on to
Casa de Love.
And bringing Lindy on this morning. So, Lindy, you had said before you came on the air with us this morning that Jim has been a big supporter of yours. So we like to feel this connection and find out about you and have you tell your story to our listeners.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Sure.
Casa de Love was started many, many years ago, more as a need and an idea. I was working full time, in the financial district in San Francisco, and it was one dog at a time. So I would go to the shelter. I would get out a senior or a hospice dog. I would bring it home. I would, you know, whatever needed to be done, bring it back to life or let it go with dignity, because seniors in hospice, of course, are euthanized at a very, very high rate. So it was one dog at a time and working the whole time. And as time went by, I realized that's where my passion was. All animals, but the ones that really needed me, the underdogs, the seniors, the medical. And so it was, at that time, it got up to be, 10, 12 at a time, still working at my job full time, and did this for many years. My name got out, and I would get calls from shelters all over California for their help. And I kept doing this, and then at some point, 10 years ago or so, I said, you know, I need to actually become a for real nonprofit, which I did. Kept doing this, and finally, 7 years ago, I said, I'm done with this way. I'm done with San Francisco. I'm done with the Bay Area, and I moved up to Redding. That was 7 years ago, strictly for the rescue. So fast forward to today, which is 7 years later. Last year we rescued 411 dogs, and go back 7 years. I haven't had a day off in 7 years, and the need is so great, so great. I can't even tell you. We are in such unprecedented, horrible times as far as animals.
All the animal shelters are filled. They're full.
Absolutely.
And you can blame it on COVID, which is a good reason, because that's where it happened. Everybody was staying home, and everybody decided to get all these dogs and breed them, and then COVID's over. Oh, I don't need a dog now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's turned them loose.
Well, that and what's happening is, so they you bring in backyard breeders
at that
point. And then all of a sudden, backyard breeders, their puppies aren't selling. So now what? Now what? They just let them go. So you have all these quote unquote purebred dogs that are showing up in the most horrific condition in every shelter in California. I mean, any kind of dog, any yeah. kind of dog, and you would never have seen that before.
Yeah, I mean everything from French from Frenchies to all golden retrievers, and I mean, and those things are very expensive dogs. But like you said, backyard breeders were.
So what do you?
It's more of a home environment. It's not a kennel environment.
Okay.
Of course, we have also we've rescued donkeys and a horse and chickens and ducks and geese and piggies and goats. So we have all that as well. And then we have our dogs and we have an area for our, little hospice senior dogs, which are the ones that are blind and can't get around and that sort of thing. And another area where we rescued a dog that was beat so bad we had to get both of his eyes taken out. So he's in that area as well. Lots of those kinds of stories. Lots of, we recently took in 7 little dogs from San Francisco that were found taped up in a box on the street. And they were just terrified. But fast forward here a month and a half and, you know, being love, getting attention, getting in a home, understanding what to do, you know, 4 of those have been adopted.
Oh man, that's great.
So it's a battle. It's a battle because these dogs are not taken care of. So as you well know, the vetting alone for these dogs is astronomical. And Reading, quite frankly, there's a shortage of vets. So it's hard. It's very difficult. Rescues are not given a break. Like people say, well, you know, $200 for an adoption fee. Well, we've just paid $450 for a spay or neuter. We've microchipped. We've vaccinated. We've NexGard. We've done all these things. And if there's a dental, add another $1,400 in there. So, you know, it's a hard gig.
It's a hard gig. And you've mentioned that just your vet bills alone were $83,000.
Correct.
You know, and that their vets are so overpopulated right now, or so
inundated,
as I want to say.
Yes.
Thank you for that correction.
Yes.
That they're not really saying, okay, on Tuesday we're gonna do a freebie day. So, well, talk to us a little bit about how we can help you. What are you getting the word out? But what's happening?
Well, for us, of course, our biggest expenditure is our vet bill.
Right.
You know, we are not, say we adopt a dog out for $200.
Right.
Which up here people don't even want to pay that. So that's difficult, right? So, and then you add into that the shelters which are often giving away their dogs for free, but they don't have those expenses, right? They don't pay for all the same spaying and neutering
well,
and things.
They do spay and neuter. They do
yes.
shots. They do house them. They do pay their people and all this. But they've got their in-house vets.
Correct.
That can do that. And they are linked into national people, you know, like the Bissell Foundation.
Right.
That pays for things.
Yep.
Where you are doing this more out of love for these animals.
Strictly out of love.
And so, to continue to thrive or at least continue to keep your doors open, you're going to need at least $83,000 for vet bills and then the housing of them and food and all those kind of things. And because, and you're doing this, not out of a sense of making money by any means.
No.
So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how we can help and how the community can help. And how many animals do you have right now?
37 dogs, but 30. Then you take 9 parrots and all the livestock as well.
What kind of livestock do you have?
We have mini donkeys, a mini horse, goats, piggies, chickens, ducks, and geese.
Okay.
We're here
with Lindy Turner from Casa de Love. And we're going to, this portion of the show brought to you by Linda's favorite place to hang around, Four Winds Jewelry.
All right. You say that all the time.
Well, it's Tell me it's
Tell
me you've gone to another jewelry store.
No, I haven't, but no. I don't hang around there. But anyway, so
you're not there.
But that's where I go on a mission to have something looked at. If I have a loose stone, if I need to have it, like I was looking, okay, my watch, I need a battery. It's not 1 o'clock. Okay. So I need a battery of my watch. I'll go in there. And then, by the way, while I am having a watch repaired, I do look around, hang around, say hello to the owners. It is locally owned.
They have a display case that says Linda's.
Yeah. You know, they do have a state and some wonder interesting pieces that always move because every time I'm in there, people are selling acquired from an estate in their family. What do I do with this? They have it evaluated or they'll sell it to them and then they'll put it out. So it's always interesting. Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop for all your jewelry needs.
Four Winds
full service. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store. I always say jewelry. It's just a little kid thing that never left. It's like my drawers and jewelry. So there you go. You're going to keep on busting my chops this morning or what?
I love you. I love listening to you.
My Four Winds Jewelry.
That. And also voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio here. Your talk radio, KCNR1460.com, always streaming and 1460 AM, bringing back the program. This morning we have with us this morning.
Lindy Turner from Casa de Love.
Right. Portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. She's located up at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Go on in and get a second opinion on retirement plans and your 401k, business owners. I know that all of our insurance is with Maxwell Insurance. So, anyway, getting back to, Casa de Love. I mean, my God, $83,000. We were talking at the break with, Lindy about, what it is where you've, a lot of your little ones, your little dogs have been adopted out, but you have some people coming in from San Francisco where you foster. And how important it is to foster.
It is, because you often these dogs are traumatized, abused. They have a past, and not usually a good past. So they need time to transition, to learn how to be a dog, to learn how to love, not be scared. So, you know, we have a few fosters, not a lot, a few, because it's a lot of work to foster. It's not like, oh, because you're not going to get a dog that's perfect and ready to go out the door, because they've probably gone out the door or they're ready to go out the door. So you're going to get one that needs some training, some love, needs to learn that the world is a safe place. And it's such an important role, such an important role. For instance, we recently got a little Frenchie. In the worst shape, nails in the pads, still had staples from a cesarean, one eye completely blind, just in the worst shape. And the foster who and her husband, you know, have done wonders. She gets to go to work sometimes with them, you know, so she's just getting all this exposure, love, while we're figuring out what her medical is. She may need that eye removed, depending on, you know, where we are. So it's not anything that's instant. Do you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
It's a process. Everyone is
I
a
think
process.
That staples weren't taken out. I just can't even, I don't know. People are crazy. But let's talk about the birds. You've got like macaw sisters, Ming and Butch.
Yeah.
How long do they live? And what is it like? How many birds you've got? What did all of a sudden people just say, I'm moving, I can't have these birds or what?
Or they die. Which is probably more likely because what happens is these birds live a long time.
Yeah, these macaws, 80 years? 80
and they're like 30-some years. The owner's husband dies through three cockatoos. There's a
cockatoo. I wouldn't mind having an African gray.
I wanted to think about birds when we first moved here, but I thought, I know that what they do is they get down to the bottom of their cage and they fling their stuff everywhere, right?
Yeah, or they eat the baseboards or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, macaws are, but they're very, see, the thing about these birds, very intelligent, too.
So intelligent.
And they pick up things. And I've seen them. I've got a macaw story I'll tell you as soon as the show's over, but I can't tell it during the show.
Okay. I have another story, a gray story for you, the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is, you know, you think birds are, they'll be easy to take care of. But these aren't like parakeets you can keep in a cage all the time. These birds need to get out?
They
and,
do.
And walk around and stretch their...
The problem is they are being kept in a cage all the time, which is absolutely the worst thing you could possibly do.
Makes them crazy.
We had a parrot once, his name was Sinbad, and he did the same thing. No. And so we would put the sheet over at nighttime so he could sleep. But we would let him out, and we knew that my dad had to clip his wings, but we had a open beam house, and he would crawl up, and then he just almost killed that beam, almost took away that whole beam. Anyway, he was, not that nice. I got scars on my hands still from the parrot bites. But I have a girlfriend, quick story. I think somewhere she inherited, I think it was a macaw.
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I'll tell you after the break. But anyway, so that's an interesting story. I mean,
okay.
We can have one here.
We need, though, Lindy, how can people help? Do they donate? What do you need?
Donations are most important. And we've actually been very lucky with donors and getting support until lately. Lately, things are pretty tough.
Yeah. Things are tough for everybody.
Yeah. People don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, it's so our adoptions have fallen to, you know, all-time lows. Our donations have fallen to all-time lows. So, you know, at this point, it's my retirement kicking in to keep everybody, you know, taken care of. And so it's, if we're going to keep our doors open, we're going to need to revamp a little bit, not take in as many dogs, concentrate on the ones that we have right now, which is what I'm doing, and go forward that way. But the thing is, it's so hard when you get 100 calls a day saying, please, Lindy, can you help? Can you help? Come. You just feel terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to bed at night in tears because you know that you may have been the last resort for that dog, right? So the guilt is pretty heavy. And people say, well, you can't save them all. No, you can't, but you could try. And when you don't, if we could just get, you know, $1, or we do $5 Fridays where people could do skip the latte and maybe donate $5 for $5 Friday.
Well, we're going to come on this and we're going to make, we'll hop onto that. And, why don't you friend me and reach out if you haven't already. And, we'll make sure that on Fridays or any other time we see your post, we'll share that. We have a few thousand. I don't know how many people look at them, you know.
But we've had
a few. Maybe we'll go out and do a quick video out there and put it on there. You probably got videos all over it, though, right?
I have lots of videos I can send you.
Well, then it's on there, so we'll just
I'm very transparent on Facebook, so you'll see videos.
Okay, so on Facebook it's Casa de Love.
Casa de Love Rescue.
Okay. Well, we got to run here. And Lindy, thank you so much for what you do for our community. And I know it's not easy. And God bless you. I mean, you're a special person.
Thank you.
And first time I've met her was today. So, Jim, thanks a lot. When we come back from our break, we're going to have Shasta College, and we're going to be talking about water treatment technology. I know that sounds, water treatment. Hey, guess what? Whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. And we'll be right back.
Great. I'm putting that Facebook.
Are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta.
In Fall River, Massachusetts, firefighters were able to rescue many occupants, but several residents did not survive the flames and heavy smoke. U.S. and European leaders are meeting this week to discuss Russia's war against Ukraine. The talks come as President Trump calls out Russia's Vladimir Putin for relentless attacks on Ukrainian civilians.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is set to meet with President Trump and other U.S. officials this week in Washington, while the U.S. envoy, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, is visiting Kyiv. The president has teased what he calls a major announcement on Russia. Arriving from New Jersey at Joint Base Andrews on Sunday, President Trump expressed frustration with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
I thought he was somebody that meant what he said, and he'll talk so beautifully, and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like that.
As Ukraine struggles to intercept overnight air assaults, President Trump says the U.S. will sell weaponry to NATO allies that they can then pass on to Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
A wildfire destroyed an historic lodge and dozens of other structures on the Grand Canyon's North Rim, forcing that area to be closed for the rest of the season. There were no injuries. As the search for missing victims of the July 4th flooding in Texas continues, volunteers are helping move debris and clean up. Murray Van Gundy is with Kerrville Bible Church.
One of our members of our church, their house flooded up in Hunt, so we spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday cleaning their house out, and they were able to salvage the structure of it, ripped all the drywall out of the ceilings, out of the walls. They had 3 feet of mud throughout the whole house. It reached 10 feet in their house, but thankfully they got out safe.
At least 132 people killed in the flood. More at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? 96-2020. That's 855-696-2020 to schedule your consultation. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call now, 855-696-2020. Mention the keyword healthy to get 2 free weeks. Or visit them at myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com.
French President Macron has announced more than $7 billion in extra military spending because of new and unprecedented threats.
In somber tones, President Macron warned that France must mobilize in the face of global upheaval. He emphasized the threat posed by what he called the imperialist policies of Russia, as well as the reduced U.S. commitment to European security. Mr. Macron told French generals and ministers that they were at a pivotal moment, and peace would depend on the decisions they took now. He stressed the need for joint European development of advanced weapons. Only through strength, he said, would the continent remain the master of its own destiny.
The BBC's James Reed. It's been a year since the assassination attempt against President Trump in Pennsylvania. In a new report, a Senate committee says the Secret Service denied multiple requests for additional staff, assets, and resources to protect him. News and analysis at townhall.com. Two women were killed in a shooting at a Lexington, Kentucky church yesterday morning. The suspect had assaulted a state trooper and then was also subsequently killed.
Kentucky State Police say after shooting the trooper, the suspect
back more than $9 billion in already approved spending on public media and foreign aid. Senators must pass the rescissions package by Friday or the spending stands. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Monday, unlike Tuesday, which is nothing. Monday, we start the week.
Every day is something, buddy.
Every day, but Tuesday is not. It's meh.
No, it's not.
It is. It's
meh. Look at those people born on a Tuesday.
Well, that's because then it's a special day
that's
for them.
Special
but if
day.
You overlook, if you just look at
no.
all the days, Monday, you're starting your week off. Wednesday, hump day. Thursday is that sliding
no.
into Friday.
Every
no,
day special.
No, Tuesday is just,
every day special.
8:06 in the morning and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
That's it. Did you see? That's what happens when you go.
Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Free
healing
brain
starts here. Davey, Mikey Davey, Daddy.
No, because we're gonna go. Yeah, we're gonna go. We're gonna.
But I'm waving at Dave. He's
we
here.
We do know it's National Naked Day.
Yes, it is.
It's National Naked Day, which explains Peter Griggs being with us. Peter, I was surprised.
Right. Yeah.
And those tattoos, man,
really,
I would have never guessed.
I'm really hoping you're not live streaming this right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We took that down after last news day.
You notice the camera's gone.
It was after last news
day. Yeah, because
day.
They we do right. have new Tuesdays.
That's right.
So you be not be bored, Carl.
And poor Cody over there is going, what did I get into?
I don't know. He's
I came down from Bernie for
I
this.
I know.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the weather. The weather, we are under a heat advisory, so just, you know, our heat index is intense right now. Sunny and hot with a high today of 107. We do have areas of smoke still. Overnight lows 74. Tomorrow calls for about 100. And Wednesday, we're looking around 98, 97. Thursday, Friday, about 99. Again, we do have all those fires. We'll give you an update on those fires in a little bit. But the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, the Kinney family. Bringing us the sponsorship of the weather since we've been here, since KCNR launched. Veteran-owned company where they're located in Anderson, again, 365-3793, where they do give senior and veteran discounts.
There you go. And with us today is Shasta College. And
by the
Peter
way,
Griggs.
Just want to say, I'm not interrupting, but by the way,
what do you call that?
When Carl said today, I said, who's on today? He goes, Shasta College. I always say, oh, yay. I can't wait because I love this segment of the show. I always learn so much and feel so rich that we have a organization, this college, all the people that teach there, and we just walk away with like such a great feeling about Shasta College. So know that.
Well, thank you. And again, appreciate you having us on this morning. We're excited to be here as always. You know, and these segments, Linda, to your point, I learn something every single month. It's wonderful. I go around the campus and we never have, you know, a loss of people who want to come on, who want to share about their programs. And so we're really fortunate that Shasta College has such a wide variety of programs for people who are out there looking to improve their lives, looking to improve their careers. Is just a wonderful, positive place to work and to be a part of. So thank you for having us out and our ability to share this morning.
Oh, we love the segment.
And Buford loves Peter. But see, what I do is I roughly brush Buford's coat, because we all know that Buford sheds a Pomeranian amount a day. So then after I get him roughed up like that and his hair's loose, he walks over and he brushes up against Peter. So Peter takes home half a Pomeranian on his very expensive trousers.
It's all good. I have a cat at home, so she makes sure that I'm well furred.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Hey, okay, so who'd you bring in today?
Right, so today I'm very excited. We've had...
I mean, we know who it is, but this is,
yes.
This is radio.
For our listeners.
This is radio.
Right, yes.
Right, so we'll share with our listening audience. So we have a wastewater treatment program, technologies program at the college. And Pam Nerona is here with us with one of her students, Cody.
Professor,
yes.
Pam Nerona.
I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's here to share with us about this program. And we were talking here before we came on. This is really one of probably the hidden gems out there for careers for students who are looking at potential, you know, engineering careers or careers, again, serving the public good, helping our communities. This is an outstanding career to get involved in, large growth potential, and this is not just locally, this is nationwide, and Pam was sharing some of that with me, and so I'll let her really fill you in, but just really excited to have them with us this morning.
Well, water treatment, like we said before, you know, it's kind of a lead-in on this, is whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. We all know that. And Pam, tell us a little bit about you.
Pam, this is great.
I can't wait till we get to Cody. Okay.
Yeah.
Because here's a young man in it. So how did you get into water? I mean, water treatment.
Yeah, water treatment.
I mean, that's something people
don't think about. The technology of it.
Okay, so how did
you?
Well,
good morning, Pam, and welcome.
You, Pam.
Good morning. First. Good morning, everyone.
Can you handle our energy? We're all just all excited about this.
Wait till
when we hit,
we slow down on Tuesday.
All right.
But then Thursday, we're back, I mean, Wednesday, and then sliding into Friday. You don't even want to be here.
Well,
Friday.
You're a former student, and then you've gone into the oversee the program since 2022. Tell us about your history and how you got involved with the idea of water treatment.
Sure, Linda. Thank you. Thank you, both
good
of you, for
you.
Inviting us today. And, yes, I'm here with Cody Martin, who's at Burney Water District and a former student in our program just a year and a half, 2 years ago, and here he is. But how did I get here? Well, it's a story. So I went to Boston College, 1977. So I grew up in the state of Rhode Island. My folks and my family are still there. And I was a nursing student, and I found that I didn't like nursing. I had a problem with nursing. I didn't have the empathy, didn't like the blood, didn't like all of it, right?
Okay.
So I moved out to California in 1984, and it took a long time for me to get myself back into college. But I found myself in the North State in 1995, 96, and I found the program at Shasta College. And I thought to myself, well, I need to finish my college degree. And the community college seemed like a great entry point, but more than that, I needed a job path. I needed a career path. And they had the forestry, and they had water and wastewater treatment. I took a bunch of classes and decided that I was going to focus on water and wastewater because I knew I would never be without a job. That was the impetus.
Really?
And I loved science.
Okay.
I still love science.
There you go.
But think about it. Couldn't do nursing, traditional.
Right.
Women's field, right? But I stepped in to wastewater treatment, and I fell in love with it.
Wow.
Had no problem.
So having a science, a love for science, so it didn't feel like it was a big monster?
No.
Because of your knowledge of science?
Yes, and my love for it. wastewater treatment or sewage treatment is really revolving around biology and chemistry, but mostly on the biological spectrum. For drinking water, we use a lot of chemistry. There's also a math component, but it's mostly around dimensional analysis, which students will be exposed to in a chemistry class.
Mm.
Basic algebra, we teach it at Shasta College in the program. So having a background knowledge from high school in biology and chemistry and some math, students should be able to roll right into the certificate program.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay, so let's take an early break with that. We are here with Pam Narona. He's the professor of water treatment technology at Shasta College. And coming up, Cody Martin, who also attended and a year and a half ago, utility worker at Burney Water District. So we want to hear about what's going on there, but love the passion of how you left nursing, came out here, took classes, and fell in love with, you know, really, water is our future. Water is life. Water, if you ever watch Dune, you know, it's the truth. You know, water is essential for everything. So, yeah, I got chills. All right, we're going to take a break. What do you think, Carl?
Well, I think that when we come back, we're also going to start giving away some tickets for guys and dogs.
I'm saving some too.
And you're saving some
for our clients. There's a couple clients, and I'm one of them.
Not only are we going to give them for you know, guys and dolls, we may throw in some Black Bear Diner bucks so you can have dinner before you go out there. Yeah. So we'll be right back.
My little dang would be pretty and pink backseat driver.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Day of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I won't stop and falter.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have something called Get Care Now for non-life-threatening emergencies. Instead of sitting down there in an emergency room for 4 or 5 hours because you have a gastrointestinal problem, you can use Get Care Now to reserve emergency room treatment time. You just go on ShastaRegional.com and you click on Get Care Now. It's quick, it's easy, and what they'll do is they'll ask you a few questions to make sure it's not life threatening. This isn't for non-life threatening emergencies that you need to be seen down at the emergency room. You know, that your doctor's not there or whatever. They're going to ask you a few questions, and then you get a time to show up, and you can wait at home, and then head on down there and be seen. It's a great program. I wish they all had them. Go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Get Care Now if that's something you need to use. And we're here with Shasta College, and we're talking water treatment today. And the water treatment professor is, of course, Pam Nerona. And she brought a student with her, but we're talking about how she got into this, how she got into the water technology field. And so she went to school back east and came out here and then got into it. So you started the courses, then what happened?
Yes, well, I started the courses in January of 1997. And at the time, Tom Warnock, who works with Pace Engineering here in Reading, was my teacher. And followed him for 3 semesters, and in May of 1998, when I finished the certificate, I went over to the city of Eureka, worked for them at their drinking water facility, and then with the city of Fortuna at the wastewater treatment plant, where I earned my operator and training hours. I had passed my licenses, so I was ready to go. And then my career took me down to the Central Valley, city of Sanger, Water Dynamics out of Fresno, and then for the South San Joaquin Irrigation District at a membrane treatment plant.
Well, what do you do?
What do I do?
I mean,
oh, my
what
goodness.
Is that? I mean, okay, we go water treatment. You can understand, like, sewers. I mean, or
yes.
The water clean. What is that? Water waste management. I'm not.
They're two separate things.
Right.
We have drinking water treatment, and
right.
We have wastewater treatment.
Wastewater treatment.
Yes.
Those are the ones you see things are always circling around. You know, they're stirring it up or something like that and doing. Is that?
Well, water flows in the sewer, right? Comes through the sewer, comes into the wastewater treatment plant, and then it goes into big tanks.
Right.
Hmm. Is it circling around? Yeah, in some tanks we're settling solids.
Okay.
That's the focus in the beginning and primary treatment. When you get to secondary treatment, we're putting a lot of dissolved air into it, and we've got the bugs in there. The microorganisms that are consuming the food.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
What's the food? It's coming from our bellies, right?
Wow.
Our food, our poop, and Cody will be able to explain a little bit about that. That comes into the sewer. That provides the nutrition for the microorganism population that we keep within that major basin where everything's circling
around. It's kind of like a sourdough starter.
Jeez.
You bet.
So they come in there. Okay, everybody just said, I'm never going to eat sourdough again. No, but the microbes come in there. They clean it out. But how long does that take?
Well, that's called detention time. And students learn about this.
In the primary tank,
it's about 2 hours. That's typical. When we settle the solids, when it goes into the aeration basin for activated sludge treatment, that's what we call it, activated sludge, where the mixed liquor, suspended solids, yes, whiskey is part of this. That detention time could be anywhere from 2 weeks to 60 days.
Okay.
There's all different types of technologies to make that treatment happen.
And where do the bugs come in?
Where do they come in? They
come in
from us.
No, no.
With it. And after that treatment happens, they go into another big secondary clarifier that we call, and that's where more settling happens. And that water is pretty clear at that point, but clear doesn't mean safe. And that's when we start talking about drinking water treatment. That's a whole nother.
And so you take that, and that goes into the drinking water?
Well, once that water flows out of the secondary
clarifier
there, then we disinfect it typically with chlorine or ultraviolet light. Sometimes it goes into tertiary treatment. If the regulatory agency, in this case the State Water Resources Control Board in California, decides that you need a more stricter permit, an NPDES permit if you're discharging to a water of the United States, which would be like the Sacramento River.
Yeah, if you're going to pour that it back water, in the sack.
Yes, that water needs to be cleaned even more. City of Reading uses cloth fibers in tertiary treatment. We've toured the plants. The students tour the plants in the program. That water is now safe enough to go into the Sacramento, and someone downstream, another city, might pull that water for drinking water, but they have to treat it now at a drinking water treatment plant.
So it's safe to say that I can have a smile on my face thinking is that the governor might be eating my,
you might be drinking,
might be drinking my
somebody's poop,
my urine.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We have one water on the planet. We just keep moving it around.
All right.
Okay. That was,
I mean, it's fascinating science.
I'm sorry.
It is.
Like you said.
But it's not, because by the time it hits the sack, you could be drinking, you could take a glass right there and drink.
Well, it would need to be treated. No, it would still need to be taken out.
You got to be careful.
Wow.
Okay, turn Cody on.
Do not do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now then, okay, that's the wastewater.
Yes.
And I didn't know about the microbes or the booze you stick into it.
That's interesting.
But what about then their drinking water? Where do you take that out, like out of the river? Or?
Sometimes.
Okay. It all just depends where you get your water from. You can do groundwater or surface water.
Okay, that's Cody. And that's Cody Martin. And
here in Reading?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's start there.
Yeah.
The Sacramento River.
Okay.
They just pull in water from the Sacramento River, and depending on whatever treatment technologies they have.
When you say they pull in. So
the city of Reading.
Give me a visual. When I hear they, that's just nebulous. Give us a visual.
So do they just, they have like big tubes?
Yeah.
They just suck it in?
Yeah.
I'm actually not sure how they pull the water in.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I think the city of Reading has two treatment plants. They have one situated out at Whiskeytown Lake.
Oh.
So that's surface water. And as Cody just mentioned a moment ago, your sources of water for drinking water are either groundwater or surface water, typically.
Groundwater coming out of the wells?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're in a rural area, it's typical that you probably have your own well.
Right.
But folks who live in the city of Reading, they're getting their water from either Clear Creek Community Services District up there, Whiskeytown, or the other one there, and I think it's Buckeye Water Treatment Plant.
Okay.
So they treat the surface water that comes in from the lake, and then they distribute it into the system and to the customers.
How do they treat that? Because this water is generally clean, a lot cleaner than the wastewater. So how do they do that?
Well, they filter it, typically.
Okay.
So they bring it in, and they adjust, usually sometimes in the beginning of the treatment. They add a coagulant, like a polymer or an alum salt or an iron salt. And the reason they might have to do that is because the particles in water, we look at the water in Whiskeytown, it's crystal clear. Like Cody was saying a moment ago, you might be able to take a glass and just look at it, and it's clear as crystal. But that water is not safe to drink without treatment, because those critters, using the wrong term, the microbiology is so tiny, and there's bacteria and viruses in there that can make you sick.
What is that stuff because of animals being in the water? And
sure.
What's that called, though? It's
some kind of bacteria.
It's bacteria.
Well, there's quite a few. There's quite a few different microorganisms that could be in there.
This is the one when they're pooping in the water.
You can see there's a lot of chemistry involved on the drinking water side. Mm-hmm. After filtration, it's important that the water is disinfected before it goes to the consumer. The reason students take courses to get them ready for licenses, there are two licenses on the drinking water side, only one on wastewater. And the reason there are two on drinking water is the license has to be for treatment and disinfection, and then distribution, so that it's chlorinated safely until it gets to the customer at the end of the line. That's why there are two licenses, because that chlorination or ultraviolet or ozone disinfection, you've got to make sure there's no pathogenic organisms in that water before the consumer consumes it.
Well, you know, here's one of the great things about living in America, is you can go anywhere in America and get a glass of water and drink it.
Out of the faucet.
Out of the faucet. And
most
not
places.
Get sick. I've been in so many other countries, and I'm not saying everywhere. I mean, there's probably some spots, you know, that. But if you look at just generally everywhere in America, you can drink the water. You go to some of the other first world nations.
Yes.
You can't do that. I mean, you're going to get sick drinking water in parts of Italy. I don't care who you are. And, or Croatia or some of the others.
But not the Roman fountains.
But that's the other thing. The Roman fountains water.
Then drink from the Roman fountains.
That comes out of these fountains through the old
aqueducts.
You can drink that water. And I've always wondered about that because I don't think they're treating it anywhere.
So that's a lot like what we do in Bernie. We don't treat the water that we drink. It just gets pumped straight out of wells and into tanks and then right into people's homes.
Okay.
Oh.
Because a lot of water that's underground can be clean. I mean, as long as you test it and make sure it is, then you can.
Well, let's talk about when we get back with Cody and talk how you got into this. Because obviously Pam is, I mean, it's easy to tell you are all over this one and you're excited
about
it.
And by the way, we are here with Shasta College. Yeah. And this is
I moved here in 07. I've never gone to another barbershop. And it is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. No, you're not going to find hair dryers or those types of creams and hairsprays and all that. No, it's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me and roll in, get my hair cut, and get going. Or sometimes I hang around just to see what's going on and to catch up on National Geographic. Some of the magazines they have there. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Edinson's Electric has equipment installations and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Edinson's Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Slap a saddle on her and try to keep her in a covered arena, not for her, but for me. And then give her a bath afterwards. And giving her a bath means I get a bath at about the same time because she shakes a lot. Hey, we are giving away two tickets to Guys and Dolls. Peter, tell us about Guys and Dolls.
Fantastic play. Linda knows all about Guys and Dolls and can probably fill in a lot better. You want to break into
it's
song?
It's just a wonderful
free.
Musical. It's a happy, you'll never forget the tunes. And we've had the cast on. And that's playing right now at Shasta College. So we're going to be giving two tickets away. A great performance. Let's see, what are the dates?
July 18th through the 27th.
Okay.
Right? We do have two matinees for that. So if you want to take the family, that's a great opportunity to do that. But definitely a family type of
thing. These are $20 tickets. And but they're good for any of those days.
Correct.
And not only that, we're adding $20 worth of Black Bear Diner books. So you can use that and start off for the next morning or however you want to use it. It's yours then. And we're taking the second call.
At 605-4567, that's our, excuse me. Yeah, that's our hotline.
4567.
Yeah, David's standing by.
So, give us a call. All right, and we are here with Pam.
Nerona?
Nerona, thank you. Because my machine just stopped. And Cody Martin. We've been talking about water treatment, not only wastewater, but also drinking water, which has probably got another name, but... What is that?
No, it's just drinking water treatment. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, Cody, tell us about you. How'd you get into this? Are you a local guy?
So I grew up out in Bella Vista, kind of towards Diddy Wells. But every summer I would go out to Iowa, where my grandmother lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a summer job working for the city of Madrid in Iowa. And I helped take care of the parks for the city. But... whenever they needed help at their wastewater plant or their drinking water plant, they would have me go out there. And I kind of formed a passion for it. And I worked out there for 3 summers. And eventually, when I was here in California,
continuing education unit?
Okay, got it.
If you get enough of those or you get an associate's, you can fast track obtaining your certs and moving up really fast.
Okay, so... did you run any challenges when you're trying to get into this?
Yeah, the math can be challenging. It is for a lot of people trying to get into this field.
Oh, because of all the measurements,
science
and
biology,
measurements of it like that.
Well, the math it's somewhat complicated. It is just algebra and converting units, but when you get into the higher level of problems, it just becomes a mess of trying to convert different equations into each other, and you end up bringing in a lot of different formulas. And, you know, for someone who maybe doesn't have a lot of experience with math, it can be quite difficult.
Can you do that off your calculator?
No. I mean, you can write the problem out and each little step you can do on the calculator, but you can't, like, put the whole problem into a calculator.
You couldn't do it. So it wouldn't be like, I'm going to ask you about AI here in a little bit. You've got to have kind of be able to do math. So
yeah,
if you hate math and you're not good at math, this may not be the certificate you want to get. There's many, many other hundreds, maybe not thousands of them out at Shasta College though that are out there. Okay. So you went through the classes. How many years?
It took a year and a half.
Okay, year and a half, and you got your first certificate or more than that?
So I have my distribution 2.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to go take my treatment 2, and I'm working on my wastewater 3.
Okay, and each one of those means higher. Then you start with 1 and work your way up.
Yeah, so you can go from 1 to 5 and in all 3 different areas.
Okay, so what fascinates you about this field?
It's just mainly the biology. It's just pretty interesting. There's a lot of different aspects to it. I mean, the way it interacts with different pH levels and just the way that you have to treat the water. I mean, you have to focus on it so much, it just becomes very interesting.
Well, okay, so the water in Bernie comes out of the ground. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we have wells that go into aquifers, and we pump it out into tanks.
And does that makes it easier?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about chemical treatment, chemical storage. We don't have to worry about any of that. We just have to make sure.
But you still have to ascertain the quality of the water. And is there treatment? Any treatment that you?
So we have no treatment for the drinking water. We just do.
It's that pure.
Yeah, we just do monthly testing of the water to make sure that it's safe for everybody to drink, and it comes back clean. I mean,
wow. Unless and where are your aquifers being filled from?
Directly underneath the wells that are right in the middle of burning.
Yeah, but is this just rainwater that works its way down, or is it sucking it off a river, or is there underground rivers in there?
I'm not exactly sure about our particular aquifer.
I always wonder
aquifer.
About that. Yeah, this is not in your purview, but I'm gonna throw it out anyway. We see some aquifers that they've sucked out so much water that salt water has started getting into the aquifers down in central and southern California, and the ground starts dropping a little bit. Now, obviously, we don't have that problem up in Burning.
No.
But have you heard of that, Pam? That it's
yes,
been,
absolutely.
It's been pure water like they have in Burning, but because they pump so much out, that salt water.
Yes, called salt water intrusion, and that will contaminate a drinking water supply.
So can you treat that?
Yes.
Okay.
And typically that's reverse osmosis.
Okay.
So we're talking tertiary treatment, high level.
Expensive.
Very expensive, high energy use.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Reverse osmosis is developing as a technology. A lot of coastal communities down in Southern California, I think there's a few, I'm not sure.
So what we're talking about in the Middle East.
Yes.
They use it all the time. That's where they get their water from. They suck it out of the ocean, reverse osmosis, and to clear water. The military uses this. And we call them, ROPO units, that it will suck the water out of the ocean and be cleaned and fill up these big bladders. So that we'll have water. We don't have to rely on water from rivers or anything. We just take it straight out of the ocean. And we've used that for our Marines, and I guess the Army has the same thing. But also when we go into disaster areas to be able to provide thousands of gallons of water coming right out of the ocean. But it is expensive. More expensive, I should say. Yeah. Wow. But in Burnie, we can just open up the tap and slurp it down.
Yeah, it happens. It's very common in the smaller mountain towns to just pump water straight out of aquifers without treatment.
Which part do you like doing better, wastewater or?
Definitely wastewater.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, you know. And distribution, all we're doing is fixing leaks and turning water on and off. And wastewater, there's a lot more to it. You know, you have to pay attention to how old your sludge is getting. You have to pay attention to your clarity, your BOD levels, your nitrogen levels, ammonia. I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. And it becomes like a consistent daily battle to keep your water.
Because you've got to get it treated well enough. What does Burnie do with their wastewater after they've treated it?
So because we don't discharge into open waters, we have man-made ponds where we store our wastewater. And it percolates through the ground. But first, we have to meet our permit, which is a 30-30 permit. So it's 30 milligrams per liter BOD, 30 milligrams per liter total suspended solids, and a 50% nitrogen reduction.
Uh-huh.
And if we can maintain that, supposedly the water that trickles down through the rocks should make it to our groundwater and still be safe.
And it's clean.
It should be safe.
Because as it goes through your sandstone and whatever it is, granite or
whatever. We have a lot of lava rock.
It'll clean the rest of it.
Yeah, and the way we test that is every 3 months we go and test the nearest groundwater well to our wastewater plant to make sure we're not doing anything harmful.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Pam Nerona, who is a professor at the Water Treatment Technology at Shasta College, and Cody Martin, who obviously understands what he's doing. He's working up in Burnie. The good part is that the water coming out of the ground in Burnie is pure, but the wastewater, which they treat like four different ways and then put in the holding ponds, drains down through the lava rock and all the other rock, and by the time it hits the aquifer, it's clean too.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And PETA, another great day, and we'll be right back.
Is anybody cool in their dark?
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection,
tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
All right, welcome back to the last segment here on Free Fire Radio. Yes. Okay, guys, talk about shaking your fist. I've got two tickets to Guys and Dolls and $20 with the Black Bear Diner box. So we're going to take your call at 605-4567 because you definitely want to go to the Shasta College Theater. First of all, it's air conditioned and it's wonderful. And the shows there are fantastic. Guys and Dolls happening July 18th through the 26th and July 20th and 27th, a couple of matinees. So I know we're going to be heading there as well. Well, so enjoy.
They're already calling. What? I said it. Nobody calls.
Because I put an emphasis on it. I think I got lost.
I said
in
it.
The segment.
And nobody calls. And Linda says it. And the phones are ringing off the hooks again.
Because they know I say it's good. It's good.
Hundreds of phones are ringing right now. It's deafening. We are here with Shasta College, and Pam Narana, who is the professor out there. We got, and her story is fascinating. And then Cody Martin, who got his certifications through Shasta College and is working up in Burney, and I'm just really loving this whole thing. This is almost as much fun as the
horticulture.
Horticulture,
yeah.
Uh-huh. See, you don't have a mohawk, though.
No,
well, he did. He also had two daughters in Afghanistan, so that was okay. Now, let's talk. Now you go through this. Let's talk. Job opportunities,
sure.
Careers in water treatment, which you don't think about, but it's so important. So let's talk a little bit about that, Pam.
Yes, well, thank you. Yes, well, we don't talk about drinking water treatment and wastewater treatment. That's part of the.
You just assume.
We just assume. We open up the tap, the water flows out. And like you were saying earlier, mm-hmm. in this country, in America, we are blessed.
We are.
Right? We most folks have reliable drinking water and sanitation. When you flush the toilet, it goes somewhere. But what folks don't know is that there's people behind this. There's operators who operate and maintain the treatment plants. There are laboratory technicians, environmental compliance inspectors, instrumentation and control specialists, mechanics. There's a whole slew of folks that are making sure that water is clean, either for drinking water or for discharge. The Shasta College program is one of the few, I want to say few, I'm not too sure how many are left in the North State, at a community college. Many of them aren't around anymore, possibly because of low enrollment over the mm-hmm. past several years, but I'm not, or the past couple of decades, actually. I'm not sure about all the details. There's a lot of programs down in the community colleges in Southern California, but basically from Sacramento North, there's a vacuum. And Shasta College, this program's been around since the 90s, somewhere in the early 90s, and it's an excellent program. Five courses, 18 mm-hmm. unit certificate, if you follow both the three drinking water classes and the two wastewater classes.
Right.
Every fall now we start a new cohort. This fall we start the week of August 18th, and the classes are Tuesday and Thursday nights from 5 p.m. to 8:50 p.m. on the main campus.
So they're in the evening, so you could be doing something, you could be flipping burgers, and then go to the class.
But you're good in math.
And if you're going full time, it's free.
Correct.
It's free. It's full. If you go full time, you can get the certification, or is there a degree offered or just certification?
A certificate.
So you get the certificates, and it won't cost you a dollar for tuition.
And you know, we talk a lot about math. Sorry, this is Peter again. Just a quick reminder: we have free tutoring there, and so many students that I have talked with have, you know, they've come back after an intermission in their life.
Sure.
But they've resolved, okay, I'm going to take this math course and I am going to get it this time. They immediately after the math course, they head over to tutoring, sit with the tutors, and surprise, surprise, they get that math course. They're able to apply the technology.
That's fantastic, Peter.
The only way I got through statistics was with a tutor.
Yeah.
And I still didn't get through it real well because they made me take the test by myself. So job opportunities.
Well,
openings.
And Carl, just to add to this, what Peter was just saying about the math, that's what happened to me, actually, when I got to Shasta College. Back in the day, and I don't know what the nursing programs do now, but we didn't really learn any math, right? And I was very weak in my math. And when I enrolled in the Water and Wastewater Certificate Program at Shasta College, the support that I got at the school, and it is the same today, if not better than it was in the 1990s, they rolled me back on my math and made sure I started with fractions and I worked all the way through the series of algebra. And I nailed the math, even though it was being taught by a civil engineer. I never became a civil engineer, right? I stayed in the operations track.
Yeah.
But because of that experience, I give special attention to students' needs around the math in the classroom. And we have had specialized tutors for the dimensional analysis that's taught in water and wastewater. And that gentleman works for a local district.
That's fantastic.
A local wastewater district.
That's super.
So we have plenty of support.
And these tutors are throughout Shasta College.
Okay, so that,
it could be English. Yes. It could be
that is encouraging, especially for those trying to figure out how I'm going to go back to school, because I know for me, I was dyslexic. I have been. I am. And so I see numbers backwards. I see things backwards. It's extra hard. You feel like a dummy. So I was in dummy math. And so I always think about the fact that with tutoring, how important that is. If you can break through where you can see it, if you're a visual person, then anything is possible. Once you break through and you can see it.
But you also, because of your hard work, graduated a year early from high school.
I did, but,
Now, let's talk about...
We've got two minutes left.
Oh, you bet.
Let's
careers.
Talk careers.
Okay, here's the kick. Folks are retiring, okay? The water and wastewater operators of the last several decades, everybody's getting... they're retiring.
Right.
The career itself, The jobs tend to pay more than the average American job, especially at the lower ends of the income scale. They also require significantly less formal education. Students don't need an associate's degree. They don't need a bachelor's degree. They need the certificate. They need those academic units. So when they apply with the State Water Resources Control Board, the application for their D2, Distribution 2, Treatment 2, and Wastewater Grade 2, the state says, yep, you've met those 18 hours, or 18 units, actually, and you can sit for the exam. They don't need a degree. They develop a wide range of technical skills, and with 1.7 million total jobs and geographic diffusion around it, that means across the country, water jobs exist in every corner of the U.S. And this is according to the Renewing the Water Workforce, the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program. In other words, there's a lot of folks behind the scenes trying to sell this career path.
You could take the course, and Cody, probably you could have worked
anywhere.
Wyoming.
Yeah, just about anywhere.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And it's a well-paying job. Is it a living wage type job right from the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, in Bernie, we pay 20 starting out, which is a decent wage.
Yeah, but that's just starting out.
Yeah, and there's room to move up very quickly with certification.
Do you live in Reading and commute, or do you decide to move up there?
No, I moved to Bernie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was
an easy move. Bernie's a cool place.
Yeah, and now I live out in Castle, which I really enjoy.
I'd like to know why they closed McDonald's down, though.
That was right before I got there.
That's our mid-stop. We'd roll in there.
Cedarville and Alturas, anyway.
Hey, thank you so much.
I love your Pam. You're infectious. I can imagine your students just like, because you bring it to being real.
Yes, and it is real. We can't live without it. Yes. We can't have agriculture. We can't grow trees. We can't grow anything without water. If we can't manage it and treat it, it's not going to happen.
Man, I think it's the wave of the future.
Thank you.
Cody, thank you. I'm really glad you're into something you really enjoy.
Yeah, and thank you. This is the beginning of your career here. Thank you for bringing us rich programming.
Oh, well, thank you again both for having us on.
Okay.
This has been wonderful.
Tomorrow, we're having the airport manager, Andy Stewart, going to be on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about everything that's going on with Reading Airport. Have a great day. Watch out for the heat advisory, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No,
the news
I won't.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.